Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do Friday. Here we go. We got a lot going on. Warriors playing tonight. Niners on Sunday. Brock Purdy is back. We're going to talk all this out. David Lombardi is going to join us in an hour and a half. Well said, brother.
Thank you.
Rest in peace, Coach Beam.
Yeah.
And please, 510, I see you on the text line. I actually am struck by the fact that what you said and what I said about different situations in schools to me are very connected. So I get what you're saying, 510. Mark should listen up. This is real school problems. I get how this hits your heart, and I get how the whole social structure of the thing can feel frustrating to people. But if you actually understand what I'm saying and listen to what I'm saying, the kids, and Dibs knows this because he actually grew up in the area that I'm talking about more so than anybody here. The kids that end up at San Andreas or at Tamascal High School, if you do, just ignore them, right? If you ignore the people who need it the most, then this is actually the kind of stuff that it supports, which is what happened to Coach Beam. So we're not going to make these two situations against each other.
No.
These two situations are for each other and with each other. My heart goes out to Coach Beam. My heart goes out to the school, to his family, to everyone he's ever coached, everybody he ever touched, everybody who ever watched Last Chance U and was inspired. And I'll leave it at that, and then we'll, you know, say what you say, and we'll do the show.
I'll just say one word, and it will, like, transcend all states and classes and all the rest of it, and it's Columbine. So those kids were not Oakland. They were not where you live in Marin County. It's probably somewhere in between. And so these problems that we have in society with mental health and gun violence, they transcend all communities. It's not just the poor kids. It's not just the rich kids. It's all kids who are at risk of this sort of thing. And there was a shooting at Skyline 2 days ago, which is where my kids went. And I was telling you guys a story in the green room about some of the things they saw during passing period. And yeah, these things happen all over the place. And so this one yesterday, the Coach Beam one just hits a little bit more because he was a national figure and he happened to be somebody who I have known for a long time.
Yeah, everybody's hurting on this one.
Yep.
And so our hearts go out. And it is sad and it is frustrating and exhausting that it's just,
yeah, well said.
It's just every day and every week. And then we sit with it for about an hour and then we fight about it. We fight about what caused it. And that's as long as we're still fighting about what caused it, it will never, ever get better. Rest in peace, Coach Beam.
Yep.
All right. 888-957-9570. Not an easy thing to transition to something as simple as Niner football or Warrior basketball, but that's what we're doing here, and it's a football Friday. And when we got a game tonight in San Antonio with Victor Wembanyama. The stay and play. That should be exciting. See if the Warriors can somehow get the gumption to go do it again. We'll get you ready for all of it. David Lombardi at 3:45. We'll talk out the Niners. And the Niners, I think, is certainly where we want to start. And I'll bring kind of the question that I threw out on the crossover to the start of our show. And let's throw it out to all of you at 888-957-9570. I don't quite understand why so much of Brock Purdy's return sounds like what about all the things that could go wrong, as opposed to being excited. This is where I am, excited about all the things that could go right. Now, if the Niners beat bad teams, does that make them a Super Bowl contender? That's just not where I'm at. Like, that's not what it's about. But you and I did this a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it wasn't even a couple of weeks ago. I think it was at the beginning of this week.
Yeah.
At the beginning of this week, we talked about how the 49ers this year have largely done almost every week exactly what they were supposed to do. They have lost one game that they were supposed to win, and they have won one game that they are supposed to lose. But Vegas would tell you they should be 6-4, and they are 6-4. And Vegas is going to tell you next that they should be 10-4. That's what Vegas is going to tell you. I'm not sure that they will be. I'll tell you right now, I'll be wildly disappointed if they're not at least 9-5.
Yeah.
When we go to bed on December 14th, the 49ers should be at least 9-5. And I am excited about the fact that the schedule is creating an opportunity, and that at least on one side of the ball, for the first time since, I don't know, the Obama administration, the 49ers have a side of the ball that's fully healthy. Let's ride. Let's ride. I am so excited about that. And I feel like a lot of the questions or the thoughts are, what if this goes wrong? What if he gets hurt again? What if he doesn't play well? What if Mac makes a weird look at him on the sideline? What if? What, like, man, switch that sucker around. What if they freaking take off?
What if they win 4 in a row? And, you know, you go into Indy and you're sitting there at 10-4. You know, you go to Indy, you're 10-4, and now you're thinking about maybe being the one seed. What if? And
what if?
You know, I shared this with the group earlier, a couple days ago on the thread, about who you're going to face quarterback-wise in QBR, which is the ESPN updated version of quarterback ranking. And the best quarterback you're going to face is Jacoby Brissett. And then you've got Bryce Young, who is, I believe, last or second to last. Dylan Gabriel is, I think, second to last. Yep. And then you've got Cam Ward with Tennessee, who is in the bottom five as well.
Yep.
So the quarterbacks you're going to face are terrible. So your defense that is beleaguered, you can't rush the passer, true. Your linebacker that we all loved a month ago, D. Winters, has really started to struggle, true. And your secondary has been a little bit confused at times, also true. The four offenses you're going to face are pretty good this week, and then bad, really bad, and then the worst in football. So if your defense can't at least help you out a little bit, you're screwed. And on the other side of it, what you're talking about is the offense. McCaffrey's having a good year. Kittle's healthy. You're getting QB1 back, and Ricky Pearsall is going to be on the field. And your O-line, for the most part now, is all healthy.
Yep.
You have a backup center. I get that. But, I mean, people would, Hennessy or Brendel,
yeah, I mean,
888-957-9570. No one will call on that, but you get my point.
Which fat guy you want? No,
right. Tuesday.
They're as healthy as they've been on the offensive line. Kittle, McCaffrey, Juice is ready to go. Here's Pearsall on one side, Juwan Jennings on the other. I don't really count Brandon Ayuk. You don't either. I don't know if he's playing this year. And even when he does play, does he come back to some sort of a key role right away? I doubt it. So that, to me, is on a sort of a different plane. And then Brock Purdy. And yes, you already had a quarterback who has stepped in for the majority of the year and done an unbelievable job. That's kind of what I'm celebrating today. Like, we can do Mac or Brock, Brock or Mac. The way I look at it is, hey, you survived. You survived something you were not supposed to survive. You're not supposed to be able to go 6-4, even with a bad schedule. And yes, that's part of it. But when you have that kind of disruption around your team, there's not a one of you, self-included, Captain Optimist over here. If you tell me before the season, hey, what's your record after 10 games? Before you answer, no Bosa, no Warner, mostly no Kittle, mostly no Purdy,
yep,
no Pearsall. Like, if you tell me all that, you're not 6-4, but you're 6-4.
Right.
And now you hit the softest part of a soft schedule. And so, dog, I'm like, they're coming back. And you know, you got your offensive Avengers. And you're 6-4. Like, you can still go make something so interesting. I don't know about Super Bowl, whatever. That's so far down the road and probably off the table with what's happened on defense. But you can make something so cool out of this season still. I see it right there for them. And yes, I would be surprised if they're not 9-5 by December 14th. I will not be surprised if they're 10-4.
Yeah, I'd probably be surprised.
I would be disappointed if they're not at least 9-5.
I'll give you that. And
I'd give them one, but you should not lose two of these four games.
You're right. And the one that I do think is tough, and it's hard to even say this because Dylan Gabriel is awful, but it's a short week at the end of a 13-game slog.
I get it.
At Cleveland, which is a house of horrors for you.
And
so
it could be snowing. Who knows?
You never know. Like, Arizona this weekend, I do think that, you know, you're favored for a reason, and Arizona's no slouch, but they are more hurt than you are, and you get your quarterback back. Carolina coming here Monday night, you've got both teams will have an additional day of rest, and that's one where I think you should probably be able to fatten up and beat Carolina. The Cleveland game is tough, and then off a bye, Tennessee at home. I mean, come on. Tennessee at home off a bye,
listen,
that's got to be a 90% win probability.
At least, listen, there's two of these four games that, and obviously, a bunch of stuff can happen.
Always.
We know that by the time we get to these games, maybe there will be other injuries. But I look at the Carolina and the Tennessee, the two home games. To me, those are bagged. Those are bagged.
Major bag
you
alert.
You are way better than those teams, and they're in your building, one of them on prime time. You are winning those football games, period. So that puts you at 8-4. The two road games, could you stub your toe in one of them? Damn it, that's the wrong thing I should have said.
Yeah.
Could you mess up one of those? Yeah, you could. But I give you one, not both. I give you one, not both. To me, that's the benchmark. You have got to go 3-1 out of these next four at least. That puts you at 9-5, and that's boogie position. That's boogie time.
Yeah.
So, can I be Bobby McFerrin for a second?
Don't worry, be happy.
What are you all worried about?
We're worried about Brock going out there too soon and getting hurt. We're worried about Ricky Pearsall's knee instability. We're worried about them not being able to rush the quarterback. We're worried about Christian McCaffrey's overuse. We're worried about the secondary and the confusion, and they can't cover. And we're worried about Kyle Shanahan and his clock management.
Yep. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm not. I was trying to play the role.
By the way, when you're not worried, Fred Warner's leg goes the other way. So if you want to look at it that way, you should always be worried.
Right.
Anybody could go get hurt this weekend. But what is this anxiety around Brock versus Mac? And is Mac okay? And is Brock okay? And is he coming back too soon? And the front office has been lying to us. And they're going to... What is the concern here? I am excited at the opportunity of what the next month of 49er football could look like. Really excited. Dude, I can't wait to see this offense on Sunday.
Yeah.
And if it's disappointing, then we'll say that. But there's no nervousness. There's no worry.
Well, there's nervousness about this game to me, because when you beat Arizona last time, you had to dig deep to beat Arizona, and it was a Mac Jones game, and you didn't have George Kittle, and so
different deal.
It was a lot different. You had Fred Warner, you won't now, but I do think that there is reason to be a little bit worried, and you also aren't a team that goes out and blows teams out very often. You have two double-digit wins all year, so this game probably will be a tight game, even though it looks like on paper you're better than them.
Yeah, no, it could be, should be. I mean, it's only a field goal spread. All right, we would love to talk to you today about what you're feeling with Brock Purdy's return and Ricky Pearsall's return. 888-957-9570 is the number. We've got a Warrior game tonight, so we'll do our engaging Dub Nation poll in a second on Twitter. We want your participation there as well. It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. And we're sponsored by Moderna. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What are you asking exactly? I'm so confused by your question.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Man, how long till 420?
Yeah.
Just relax.
This is today's edition of Was Grandy Alive? Because for those of you on YouTube,
oh, that's right.
We're playing Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, which I would bet came out before Grandy did.
He caught the reference, though, because all I did was say, could I be Bobby McFerrin for a second?
I think I mentioned the title.
Grandy? You what?
I would have known.
He's an old soul.
Yeah. I know you are. Yeah, when was this song released?
I'll look it up.
This is almost like a higher or lower. Is Grandy higher or lower than Don't Worry,
1988.
Be happy?
Yeah, not even close.
That's pre-Grandy.
It's pre-Lucas.
8 years pre-Grandy.
Pre-Lucas, even.
I wasn't even driving yet.
Brankin.
1988?
Yeah. Oof. I think I was on my first of five junior years at Cal State Northridge.
This is a very large one-hit wonder, though, by the way. I want everyone to know Bobby never had anything else. Not that you've heard of, at least.
But yeah, a lot of jazz tunes.
Yeah, he filled out the album, but nothing ever else hit the mainstream. Don't worry.
Don't worry, be happy now.
I think Public Enemy actually took a shot at that song.
Wow.
In one of their songs, if I'm remembering correctly.
Bring the Noise?
Don't Worry, Be Happy was a number one jam. Public Enemy didn't rock that way. Don't Worry, Be Happy. Okay.
Yep. All right.
Anyway, can I read this? This is, and then we're going to go to the phones. I got to do the Dub Nation poll, but no on YouTube.
Very active.
Yeah, very, very active, very faithful. I don't know if he's a listener of Amy Winehouse or something like that, but anyway.
I think it's an homage to the Low Neil drop. No.
Maybe. I hope so. No wrote this, and maybe it hits with some of you. Willard, remember during the last Giants season, before they made the moves, and mainly the Devers one is what he's referring to, he said, your stance was, I don't trust the Giants right now. And then he says, in my opinion, it seems that's where many, many Niner fans are right now. You don't trust the 49er front office or the organization? Why? What is that about? Like, you don't trust, is it what they're telling you, or you don't believe in them to handle it the right way? I'd love to dig into that a little bit more. I don't know what has happened here that would feel untrustworthy. What I would say to this is all an inexact science. So I'm not saying that I think the Niners have all but admitted they should not have played Brock against Jacksonville. Brock doesn't feel that way because he's a player. They always want to play. So when he was asked, was that a mistake? He's like, no. But I think Kyle, while not using the word mistake, has openly said, we didn't want to do that again. So, yeah, that didn't go well. I don't know. Does that erode trust, though? I don't. What's happened here that makes the Niners look untrustworthy or like liars?
I'm not sure, but I mean, Brock Purdy even said it yesterday when he had his press availability that his toe just got caught in a bad spot again, and you know, it got re-injured. If his toe never got caught in a bad spot, would he have been able to play the next game against the Rams? Possibly, to use Kyle's word, probably. I don't know, but you had to wait, so he got re-injured, and then you waited 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games, and now he's good to go for Arizona. And if he gets hurt against Arizona, if the same thing happens where his toe gets caught underneath him and he gets re-injured, does that mean that the Niners again blew it and they shouldn't have played him? It's football.
Yeah, like
it's dangerous.
I fully get that some of you, like a lot of things, like anything in life, it comes from where your starting point is. You know, D. Lou's on YouTube right now going, good Lord, all of the trashy draft picks and the Super Bowl record and how Kyle Shanahan comes up small in big games. Which is always an odd one because of all of those playoff wins. But anyways, that's what I'm getting at. If you come from a place where you don't like Kyle Shanahan, or you don't
or Steve Kerr,
or whatever.
Yep.
If you don't like what those front offices have built, then fine. Yeah, you're going to look at this and you're going to try to poke holes in it. That's not where I'm coming from. I'm looking at two organizations that win a hell of a lot more than they lose. A hell of a lot more than they lose, and have had differing levels, but both levels of postseason success and somewhat repeatedly with these regimes. That's where I come from. It's why y'all tease me about trusting the people upstairs. There's a reason I trust them upstairs. They're good at their jobs.
They are, but they're not perfect.
No one is.
I know, and they're open to criticism. And
of course.
You look at this situation in a vacuum, and we can talk about him not knowing the overtime rules, if you believe that, him blowing a 10-point lead, even people who want to say they blew a 25-point lead against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Well, that's only partly true because Kyle and his offense never got the ball back until they were up by 19. It was 28-9 when Kyle, as an offensive coordinator, quote, blew that lead. Yep. So if you want to like lean into all that, Trey Lance and Reuben Foster and Solomon Thomas and all the rest of the things, yeah, you can look at that, and those are all factual, and they're all on the record as things that didn't go right. But I do believe that you also have to look at things that did go right, and the guy who's going to start on Sunday is a shining example of what went right.
Yeah, that's a really good point. All right, we're going to be here for your calls, 888-957-9570, if you want to talk this out a little bit. What's the worry here? Much more to say there, but again, we do have a Warrior game tonight, so let's get engaged, okay? Before every game, we ask you to vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. All right, here's the question. Steph Curry was awesome last time out, 46 points versus the Spurs a couple of nights ago. So what's the encore? How many points for Steph Curry tonight? Fewer than 20? 20 to 29, 30 to 39, or is he going 40 burger, 40 or more? You can vote now on Twitter. We'll share the results at the end of the show. Real quick on that, I don't know exactly where he's headed. I would guess that this is going to be kind of a, I'll say in the 30s. I'll go 30 to 39 for Steph Curry tonight. But this is one of those things, I think the Warriors and our fans need to sort of just sit with this. The Warriors are not a great team when Steph Curry is not there and not playing well. And that is most sporting teams. That's most sports teams. You know, this idea that the Niners are over here 6-4 while missing a bunch of their top players, that's the outlier. Most sports teams, like, you want to know why Al Horford is a Warrior? Al Horford's a Warrior because, in his opinion, the minute Jason Tatum got hurt, Boston was dead. Dead. They're done. And by the way, there's a bunch of NBA teams that behaved that way in the offseason. Boston started trading their other players. The Pacers lost Halliburton. They're like, fine, we won't even need Miles Turner. Why would we pay Miles Turner? We're not going to win this year. It is normalcy that when you lose your top player, you are no longer a very viable team. So to me, the Niners are one of the outliers, for example. I guess you could say Oklahoma City, a little bit of an outlier. I know that their best player is playing, but Jalen Williams is not, and they're still really, really, really effective and good. But yeah, the Warriors are going to need another big night from Steph Curry if they want to do this tonight.
Yeah, and I've got him 20 to 29 tonight. I don't know if he has it in him, and I do think that as you get to be an older player, it's hard to back up a 46-point game with another game north of 30, and I also think that San Antonio is going to try to do a little bit more adjustment-wise to try to slow and stop Steph Curry, make somebody else beat them in this game. And, yeah, the spread would tell you that it's going to be another tight game. Spurs by 2.5.
Yeah.
That's the favorite. You know, they're the favorite in a stay-and-play. And, you know, San Antonio, I think they got a little bit humbled in their first home loss. I think they come out more motivated. I think it's going to be tough on Steph.
Yeah, I agree with your larger point about the game. I'm going to be rooting for the Warriors tonight, but my Vegas mind says that San Antonio minus 2.5 is pretty good value.
Yep.
That's a team that's their only home loss of the year on Wednesday night. They're really good. Obviously, these stay and play things are usually splits. This is a very, very difficult one for the Warriors, and I think all of us went into this week saying, hey, that Thunder Spurs thing, you got to get at least one. Anything over that would be gravy. I felt that way, and they got one. So it doesn't mean you don't want or need tonight. But, yeah, the Spurs are they're going to be a difficult out in this game tonight. All right, back to the Brock Purdy and Mac Jones situation. You know, it's funny, too, that we would go through, I think we would go through a scenario like this where a team is still battling for a playoff spot in the face of, like, let's count them up. Purdy's had, what, two games?
Yep.
Kittle has had four.
I think this will be number four, I think.
And obviously one of them being the Seattle game where he really only played one series. So like if you want to call that a game, I guess you
can. It
was
a game. He was eating early.
Yeah. Pearsall has played, I think, four? Four or five.
Pearsall's played four. Kittle's played five. So far, Kittle played five.
How many did Fred Warner play? Five?
Fred.
That was the Tampa
Warner.
Game. What week?
He's played six.
Yeah. He played six. Yes. Nick Bosa played four.
Three?
Yep.
Bosa played three.
The Arizona game. Nick Bosa played three. Who am I forgetting?
You mentioned Brock Purdy, two.
Brock Purdy, two. Jennings is what? Most of them, but he missed a couple games.
Jennings has played eight, so he missed two.
Yep.
Okay. Is Lenore playing this weekend?
He's the only Niner on the injury report. Kyle Shanahan spoke earlier this hour. He's questionable. That is it.
Questionable, but did he practice at all today?
Be
a DNP or limited?
That. Hold on.
Yeah, I'd love to know that. So
you've had Lenore, Jordan Elliott, and Kalia Davis have played all 10, as has Sam O, Jair Brown, Luke Gifford, but most of that was special teams.
And Lenore limited on Thursday, did not participate today, so he's trending downward.
Yeah, then this happened in practice on Thursday, and Thursday has been a nightmare for the 49ers this year. And then I guess we should add in that you know, I know he played in now all but one game, but let's add in Mykal Williams, your number one draft pick, is now out for the year as well. Brandon Ayuk has not played at all. Okay, so you add all that in, and you're 6-4. I don't know. The world I live in, the coach usually gets a lot of compliments for that.
Yeah, Robert Sala. Robert Sala.
So somehow we came out of that with a lot of you not saying that Kyle Shanahan is untrustworthy, as opposed to, I get a different phrase, coach of the year.
He's not, but I think he's up there.
Hello, you know?
I think he might garner a couple of third place votes.
Well, not forget the award. I just mean, like, in that normally a scenario where you'd be like,
six and four, good job. It's not like you're 8-2.
Right, but
he's done well, and I think that it's Robert Sala, it's Mac Jones, it's Kyle Shanahan, sure, but, and we did this last week, the 10 plays, the 10 reasons why they were, at the time, 6-3, and you go back to that Arizona game, and you had a pass breakup on Zay Jones, and you go back to the Ram game, and you had a Jordan Elliott, I believe, Alfred Collins with the punch out at the goal line. These are defensive plays. It's been complimentary football in many ways that has helped them. It was Eddie Pinero with a doinker in overtime to beat the Rams. So it hasn't just been, Shanahan, the quarterback whisperer. Yeah, they've been good. He's been good. Sala's been good. And I think that Sala's done more with a broken down defense than Shanahan's done with a beleaguered offense.
Yeah, that's probably true. And by the way, when I say coach of the year, I mean normally that's what fans would sound like in a scenario like this. I do not think Kyle Shanahan is the coach of the year. I think he's had a good year, though. I think he's had a pretty good year.
I'm liking it early.
And most franchises, I'm going to buy what you just said, that Robert Sala has done more on his side of the ball maybe than Kyle has done on his side of the ball. But it's an interesting sort of a feel because most of the time, if you lose your QB, that's a catch-all. That's more than losing like all of your defensive starters.
But they lost two Hall of Famers on defense.
Correct. And again, so not all situations are the same. But I guess what I'm saying is it's fascinating how many of you wanted to call Brock Purdy a system quarterback. He's a product of the system. And then when Mac Jones plays really well, you don't want to give that credit to Kyle. I don't think, that's not fair.
Well, it's the system. And as Kurt Warner told us this year or last year, they're all system quarterbacks.
All of those things.
They're all system quarterbacks.
I'm not trying to take credit from anyone. I'm pointing out an irregularity. If Brock Purdy performed well because system, I don't think you get to in the next breath after watching 5 years of Mac Jones be a very mediocre quarterback in the NFL. I don't think you get to watch him play really well and then go, wow, it's all Mac. That's an inequity.
It's disingenuous to me is what it is. Yeah. And I go back to my guy, Trevor Lawrence, and I said this before they played Jacksonville and lost to Jacksonville. Look at Trevor Lawrence this year with Liam Cohen. He's a better quarterback. They're a better team, and that's one of the games to watch this weekend. Jacksonville is better than the Niners. They beat the Niners.
Oh, they're not better than the Niners at all.
Well, they beat the Niners, so yeah, you can use whatever metric you want.
Well, we can't
Trevor
do
Lawrence
that.
Is better
so
this
who's
year
better between the
than
Rams,
he was last year
Rams and Niners.
Because he has Liam Cohen.
Rams and Niners, who's better?
The Rams are better.
How? The Niners beat them.
The Rams have scored more points than the Niners in those head-to-head matchups.
You can't whittle it down to one game.
I can whittle it to whatever I want to whittle it. And you know what?
Okay.
Seattle's better than the Niners.
That's
and
fine.
The Niners beat Seattle the first time they played them, and
so
when they play them again, if there's something on the line, Seattle will be favored in that game.
I have no problem with that. But then when I say to you that I believe the Niners are better than Jacksonville, you can't undo my point by saying, but Jacksonville beat them.
I can say that's the reason why I think they're better.
Okay.
You can think whatever you want to think. And you hate Trevor Lawrence for some odd reason.
I don't hate him. I just don't
you hate him.
No, I don't. I don't think he's very good.
Yeah, I think he's better than you think. He's better than most people think.
That's fine. You're allowed your point. I wouldn't sniff Trevor Lawrence in a $55 million deal. I wouldn't even blink if someone offered him to me over Brock Purdy.
My point,
my overarching point was
Trevor Lawrence is better now than he has been because he has Liam Cohen. And that goes to the thing you were talking about with Kyle Shanahan about Mac and Brock. Yes, system. And if you look at Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence is not as good as he probably can be. But they're winning football games, and their offense is better with Trevor Lawrence than it has been elsewhere.
I think you have a point. I think you're using the wrong individual to make it. Trevor Lawrence this year is the 32nd rated quarterback in the NFL. He has 10 touchdowns and 7 picks. He's not performing great just because Liam Cohen is there. They happen to be 5-4.
Yeah.
They've grabbed a couple of games that I don't think most people think that if you played them again, they'd win, including the Kansas City Chiefs. But they've also
won. Wait, they beat the Chiefs?
They sure did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
and the Niners?
Good for you and me, by the way. But by the way, I think that the Jags have largely achieved their 5-4 record, a lesser record than the Niners, by the way.
Oh, with a head-to-head win.
I think that they've achieved that record largely because they are one of the best turnover margin teams in the NFL so far this year.
Oh, they've had the most takeaways they did through 4 or 5 games anyway.
If you've watched a ton of Jags games, I don't walk away from them going, woo, Trevor looks good. Trevor is below Dylan Gabriel as a quarterback rating right now, if you want that metric. He's not played great football. He's fine-ish. He's okay. In the rating list right now, he's stuck right between Bryce Young and Davis Mills. He's under 80 for QBR. Or quarterback rating, that is, not QBR. So I just. Anyway, I think you have a point. I wouldn't use Trevor Lawrence in order to make it. That's my opinion. Let's go out to the phones. Chris in Sonoma. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
We're great, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. I don't think we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Should be, or you guys should be, you know, I'd say comparing who's doing a better job, Shanahan or Saleh. I think that's missing the point. Guys, what's the job of the head coach, especially of a NFL football team?
I mean, there's a bunch of ways to answer that. I would say to put everybody in the organization in their best position to succeed. That's how I'd answer it if you want one sentence.
Great answer. Okay, so Kyle is the CEO, right? So his job is to set the organizational philosophy and the messaging. It's to hire the best assistants, delegate to them through a series of trust amongst everybody, get everybody working together on the philosophy of the organization. And I think the entire coaching staff of the Niners deserves major credit for doing an absolutely fantastic job in the face of a lot of screwed up stuff with all these injuries they've had from day one. And so I think it's missing the point to say, well, Shanahan's doing a better job than Saleh. I think they're all doing a great job. And I don't think Shanahan's job should be diminished at all, because he's got to organize the whole game and the whole system and the whole organization. And he's done a fabulous job. I think everybody would agree with that. So all the haters on Shanahan that want to fire, can't win the big one and stuff, like, I think people need to kind of get over that and just give some credit to holding things together. They've got 7 games, and if things go well, they should get to 10 or 11 wins, and they could even surprise. So that's what I wanted to share with everybody.
Chris, thanks. No, I agree completely. I mean, obviously, Dibs and I talking about Saleh and Shanahan, that was sort of a hypothetical point that came up in the conversation. I don't think we're trying to spend a whole lot of time comparing and contrasting the two. They've both done a really good job. In general, that's kind of what I'm getting at. The scenario through the first 10 weeks of the season, to me, would suggest a fan base would be very excited with the coaching staff. Throw in the special teams coordinator and staff
as well.
Yeah,
they've
been
better.
Like, I think everybody is doing a pretty bang-up job. But somehow, this whole quarterback thing has led a lot of people to untrustworthiness. And I'm having a hard time sort of grasping it, I guess, understanding where that comes from.
Yeah, I don't know why you would lack trust. You may think that they should stick with Mac, and you might be right. Brock can come out and play poorly, and they could stay with Brock, and he could play poorly again. They could lose 2 games because Brock is bad. And then all the people who think that Shanahan should go with the hot hand, you can be vindicated and validated accordingly. But Kyle Shanahan is the one to make the call, and I would always defer to his expertise because he's done very well in his now 9 years at the helm. So if he thinks that Brock is better, as do I, as do you, as do many, many people, including maybe Mac Jones. He might just be political. He might just be toeing the line, whatever. But
yeah, I bet not. I mean, athletes usually don't think that way.
They don't, but
yeah.
The point is, I mean, it's Brock Purdy's job. Yep. And so when he's healthy, he gets the job until he plays his way out of the job.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other side to this, which is sort of structural, I think, if you will. You know what I mean? You can bring that to any business. That's where I think things get kind of relatable. So everybody who's listening, and Dibs, you and I can do the exercise too. In your given industry, is there somebody ahead of you, but you think that you're better than them at the job?
Oh yeah, many
times.
Not
like a better person, but like
no, many, many, many times.
Right, and there are a lot of reasons why you might not move ahead of that person, at least not yet. And it's not just as simple. Again, I'm with you. You think Brock is better. I think Brock is better. But that's not the whole story. There's a bunch of things structurally that go into if somebody wanted to make that maneuver.
It's contract, it's experience, it is perception,
the whole
it's favoritism,
absolutely.
It's the colleagues, it's a number of different factors. It's not just because he makes $53 million and Mac doesn't.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're here for your calls. David Lombardi in 45 minutes, 888-957-9570. What are your concerns, if any, with the return of Brock Purdy, or do you just want to express some excitement about it? I can't wait to see this offense this weekend. This is Weathered and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.